श्री चैतन्य भागवत की जय, श्री वृंदावन दास ठाकुर वेदव्यास की जय, श्री कलयुग अधिक पावन अवतार श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय, श्री करुण सिंधु नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। Yesterday we were hearing the reply. This is chapter 26, August 19th, 2010. Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 26, Madhya Kanda. We finished text 89 through 94, where there was a dialogue between Gauranga Mahaprabhu and one impudent student who did not understand the internal bhav, the inner spiritual ecstasies of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu had chanted, Gopi, Gopi, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Gopi, Gopi. And the student heard Mahaprabhu chant Vrindavan, Gopi, Gopi, and he said, why are you chanting Gopi, Gopi? You should chant Krishnanam Sankirtan. Have we read anywhere in the Vedas it says Gopi Nam Sankirtan? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives a purport, which we like to read. Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said in commentary on 89 and 94, considering himself a Brijbasi, absorbed in the mood of Krishna, Krishna Bhav, Nandanandan, Sri Gaur Sundar, he called out to Vrishabhanu Nandini, the daughter of Vrishabhanu. Someone actually asked a question after class, or maybe during class, why is Gauranga chanting Gopi Gopi? Why not Radhe Radhe or Krishna Krishna? But this is called Parokshavad, indirect meaning, implied meaning. If you understand that, if a person understands the context of the story and who Lord Chaitanya is, his dual identities, sometimes he's in a mood and bhava Krishna, Ishvarabhav, Supreme Lord, and sometimes he's in the mood of Prakriti Bhav, Srimati Radharani. After sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was basically, although there are a few isolated incidents where Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, revealed his Bhagavatva when he went to Setu Bandar. Somewhere in South India, there was a Sattala. There were seven coconut trees, and he embraced them, and they all got liberated. That was during his South Indian tour. He embraced the trees. So that's Aishwarya and Bhagavan, Bhagavan Shakti. Inconceivable. Gatana Agatana Patiyasi Shakti. The ability to do the impossible. Achintya Shakti. Bhagavan has achintya, we cannot understand. And in this particular verse, because it's confusing sometimes, because in Mayapur Leela, we're in Mayapur Navadvip Leela, Gauranga is married, Vishnupriya, living with Mother Sachi and Ishan Thakur. Jagannath Mishra has gone, left this plane, visible plane, and separate. On the pretext of separation from his son Vishwarup, the elder brother of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So during his Leela in Navadvip, many of the times after he took initiation from Ishwarapuri, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was showing his Bhagavata, Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya. And he showed all the different Dasavatar roops and so many fantastic pastimes and the Bhav, Balaram Bhav. And so that was all Ishwara Bhav, Krishna, Ram, Nisringa, etc. But then that was from the age of 19, 20, 21. But even then, sometimes this mood of intense separation from Vrindavan and the gopis and the Lita, Vishaka, was welling and growing expanding within his heart, reaching out, more and more intense separation. So in this last year or so, although sometimes Ishwara, this 23rd year to the 24th year, before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, Gauranga's more and more and more entering deeply into Mahabhav, Radhabhav. So in one sense, the previous two verses, a few verses ago, the verse which the student took issue with and reacted to in a rather intolerant and proud and impudent way, what Lord Gauranga said, Vrindavan, then Gopi. So in this one paya or shloka, Vrindavan, he said, Vrindavan, Gopi, Gopi. So there's Ishwara Bhav, there's Purusha Bhav and Prakriti Bhav. Krishna's there, and Radharani's there. Krishna, because if Mahaprabhu is also feeling separation from Vrindavan, he can cry out, Vrindavan, O Dao, O Balaram. And sometimes Mahaprabhu was an Ishwara Bhav. And he took on the mood of his elder brother in separation, Balaram. Bring me wine. And Narahari Sakar took a clay pot of Ganga Jal. Yes, drink, my lord, drink. This is Madhupan. Drink. Yes, and then he drank and he entered fully into the mood of Balaram, from Ishwara Krishna to Ishwara Balaram. That's not Radharani, not Prakriti Tattva. So one verse, you have Vrindavan, and then he's saying, Gopi, Gopi. So again, this Vrindavan can be taken from Ishwara Bhav, the word Vrindavan, and then if Radharani, if he's in Radhavav, Prakriti Bhav, the Gopi, he himself is in Mahabhav, Gopi Bhav, in Radha's Bhav, then Gauranga, in the mood and meditation and feelings of Radharani, is feeling, where's my Vrindavan? Where's my blue, my Sham Sundar, my Kalindi? This water is green and gold, a different color. Gauri Rang, the Ganga. So then Vrindavan, Radharani, where's my Vrindavan? And where are my gopis? Vrindavan, Gopi, Gopi. Where's my Lalita? Where's my Vishaka? So it can be, one verse can be taken, the Bhav of Radhabhav. In this particular verse, now, which decision do we make? So our Acharya, our Param Guru, our Paraguru, Siddhanta Saraswati is saying this phrase, Gopi Gopi, is not a generic Gopi. Gopi Gopi, which Gopi? Because someone said, why is he chanting Gopi Gopi? He should be chanting Krishna Krishna. Right? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absorbed in Viraha Bhav, separation from Krishna, then Radharani everywhere is saying, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Krishna Krishna Krishna. This is all Krishna Nam, Leela Nam, Prem Nam. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath. Radha's calling out Gopinath and Giridhari. Madan Mohan. You follow? So what did Lord Chaitanya chant after he took sannyas? He was fully in Mahabhav. No more Ishwara Bhav, except a few incidents. I cited one. And now he's not chanting Gopi Gopi. He's chanting Krishna 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 Krishna. Hey. And there's some other songs that he would sing also, Nam Sankirtan, they're mentioned here. Jaya Krishna Murari, Jaya Vanamali, Jaya Krishna Murari, Jaya Vanamali, Vanamali and Jaya Banbihari or something. There's some other. Not much Hare Krishna, at least according to the Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita during his South Indian tour after sannyas, but and also there he's preaching in Puri about the Maha Mantra. So it's not that he is chanting the Maha Mantra. That's also there. But they present these other mantras, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. So this verse Vrindavan Gopi Gopi is, he's saying that Gaura Sundar is in the mood of Krishna, Ishvara Bhav, Krishna Bhav. And when he's crying out Gopi Gopi, he's saying Gopi Gopi. Why didn't he say Gopi once? He said Gopi Gopi. To distinguish, first he's calling out for gopis. Krishna wants his gopis. Remember, this verse is in the mood of, you follow what I'm saying? This verse, Gauranga, is in the mood of Krishna. Is it clear? And that's what Bhakti Siddhanta is saying in this purport. Considering himself a Brijbasi, Gaura Sundar addressed Brishabhanu Nandini, Gopi Gopi. You follow? So why does he say Gopi Gopi twice? Because Krishna is in, Gauranga is in the mood of Ishvara Bhava, and he's remembering Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Vrindavan, I want to go to Vrindavan. I want to see my gopis. Gopi, that means 108 gopis, 16,000 gopis. But then gopi, but not just all the gopis, but gopi, gopi. Gopi, gopi. Mahabhu is saying gopi. Gopi Lalita, Lita Gopi. You know, they write in Shastra, Lalita Gopi, Vishaka Gopi. She's called Lalita Gopi, Sudevi Gopi. Chandravali Gopi. He says, Gopi? So the first Gopi means all these different Gopis, Ashtasakhi. But then he says, Gopi, Gopi! The Param Gopi, the Supreme Gopi, the most important Gopi, who is Srimati Radharani Ki Jai. And that is exactly what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is telling us in this purport. That when Gaura Sundar chanted this Vrindavan and Gopi Gopi, he was in Ishvara Bhav, Krishna Bhav. Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swayam. And he was crying out, where is my Vrindavan Kaha? Where are my gopis? Just like we have the pranam prayer to Radharani. And I would like to beg everyone to please recite that together. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. And then we have Krishna's pranam mantra, which is the one I meant to say. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. So in this pranam mantra, this is confirming the same point. Mahabhu is saying here, Gopi, 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 all gopis, and then that gopi. So in this pranam, this is, and Mahabhu is saying, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Gopi, Gopi. Now this pranam mantra to Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in Vrindavan, hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu. It's Krishna in Vrindavan or anywhere. Dinabandhu would generally think of Vrindavan. Gopi Kanta, then Radha Kanta. Kanta means lover. All of Krishna's gopis are his the cowherd girl, the cowherd damsels of Braj. Prabhupada writes so beautifully. The cowherd damsels of Braj. This is Prabhupada's translation in Krishna book. The damsels of Vrindavan. It's so beautiful. I don't know if he writes or Hayagriva, whoever the editor was, but this phrase, I think it's Prabhupada's phrase, because I've read English articles by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in The Harmonist from 1930, and he uses this phrase, the damsels of Braj. So this is the origin of it. Srila Prabhupada ki. He is perfectly following his guru. The damsels, read article Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati about the gopis. The damsels of Braj, the cowherd maidens of Vrindavan. The cowherd maidens. Maiden means kanyas, or just the young girls, or the kanyas. So in this pranam mantra that Krishna says, Gopi Kanta, I love all the gopis. I love Lalita. I love Vishaka, Sudevi, Rangadevi, Champak, Chitra, Tungavidya. I love them. So Gopi Kanta. Ah, that's my name. My name is Gopi Kanta. But we save the best for last. Gopi Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. Because not only are we are chanting this prayer to Krishna, but Krishna is chanting the last line himself. Radha Kanta, Namostute. The first line is that the bhaktas are approaching Krishna. Hey Krishna! So Krishna's not going to say, hey Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. He's not going to say Karuna Sindhu. Well, for Krishna, Karuna Sindhu is Karuna Mayi Radha Ki Jai. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Of course, that's also Radharani, Dinobandhi or whatever. She's Krishna's friend, especially when he's being attacked by Kandarva's arrows. The only friend he has at that time is Radhika. Dinabandhu Jagatpate. Krishna's the Lord of the universe. Krishna's Jagatpati. Jagatpati, the Lord in control of the universe. But who is the controller of Krishna's universe? Radharani controls the Jagat, but who controls the controller of the Jagat? Jagadishwari Radha ki? Do you disagree? Anyone disagrees? So Jagat Pate can be Jagat Patni or whatever. Whatever the few. But then the last line, the Bhaktas can say that, but then Krishna can say that. I offer my respects to the gopis. Oh, Lalita, please, I fall at your feet. I offer you pranams, dandavats. Please make some arrangement that your sakhi, your priya sakhi will give up her man. And I can give up her man so we can have Milan. Man and Milan, no? And then they say, nah, you dirt, bumpat. Jao! Go to that one. Or Anya. Go to that one or other one, anyone. Not here, out. So he says, whoa. Then he goes to the Mandris, or maybe he goes directly to Radharani, falls at her feet. So Radhakanta, the lover of Radharani, is offering namaste. He's offering obeisance at Radharani's feet. Is that right? You've heard this? You've heard of Jayadev Goswami? Smara Garla Kandanam. Mama Shirasi Mandanam. Then Dehi Parapalavam Mudaram. Radharani, I am burning Smara Garla Kandanam. This is not a Kanda Kirtan. This is Krishna's being broken. He's burning in the fire of intense attraction to Radharani. And he says, Mama Shirasi Mandanam, please decorate my head. Let me offer obeisances at your feet. How do you get someone's feet on your head? How do you get someone's feet on your head? By standing up? Not unless they're standing on their head. They're a yogi, and you just go there standing doing shirasana. Hey, how are you? No, you have to fall at their feet, which means namaste. So he's saying very nicely. He said, he's in Krishna Bhava, he's crying for Radharani. Radharani's crying for Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. And Krishna's crying for Radharani. Radhe, 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 hey. When the young Brahmin heard Gauranga, he could not understand. This is a repetition. The purport is repetition with some new flavor and a very important revelation. If you just read the verse, Gopi Gopi, what does it mean? Why is Radharani chanting Gopi Gopi or Krishna? So then the Acharya, Acharya Vichara, the viewpoint, the understanding he's telling. The student could not understand the antarbhava of Gauranga. And he said to him, chanting the name of Krishna is the only way to be delivered from material existence. Jagat Nistar, Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma, what the verse is there. How, O Vishambhara, O Pandit Vishambhara, how have you been misguided that you stopped chanting Bhagavan's name and instead you picked up the chanting of Gopi Gopi? The young student did not know that one cannot attain the lotus feet of Krishna without taking shelter of the gopis, who are Krishna's Prem Ashraya Vigraha, Gurupad Ashraya. We have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Guru. That is the threshold of bhakti. No ashraya in Guru, no bhakti. 64 limbs of bhakti. Real, true bhakti, not some practice. Real bhakti begins with Guru Padashraya. Yes? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, number 1, 64 limbs of devotion. So we must take shelter of the lotus feet of Guru. And that Guru is representing Radharani and Nityananda. Love power, the ability to love and be loved and expand our love coming from Ladini. An ability to perceive, understand and realize coming from Balaram, Samvit, Sandini, Krishna. Krishna, Samvit and Balaram. It says like this, Samvit, Krishna and Radha. Krishna and Radha appear in the heart of the sadhaka as bhakti. Bhakti Devi. She's an expansion of Radharani. Because Bhakti Devi is Samvit. Samvit Shakti is whom? Krishna. Because if bhakti contains Ladini, who is Ladini? Radha. Can Radha ever be separated from Krishna? No. So bhakti is Ladini. Bhakti means love, pyar, prem, devotion. And bhakti Radharani has to include Krishna, and Krishna comes with his Shakti. Shakti, Shaktiman, Abheda. Matayor Abheda. It cannot be set. There's no Abheda. It cannot be separated. So when bhakti comes, then Radha comes, then Krishna comes. So you cannot attain Krishna. So the gopis are the prema shrayas of Krishna and the guru is representing. So when we say guru pada shraya, that means the prema shraya of the gopis, prema shraya of Radharani. As I said, the guru is representative of Radharani or Nityananda. It says that, Bhaktisiddhanta is saying, one cannot attain the lotus feet of Krishna without taking shelter of the gopis who are Krishna's ashraya vigrahas, prem ashraya vigrahas. The manifestations of Krishna whom one must take shelter in. Bhaktisiddhanta, he again explains the reply that that Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave to the student. When Mahaprabhu said, Gopi, Gopi, then the student said, why you should chant Krishna, Krishna? Prem Naam, everywhere. Krishna Naam, Sankirtan. So when Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Krishna's Bhav, Ishwar Bhav, when he heard this impudent student say, chant Krishna, Krishna, he's thinking, I'm not... Now, what he said, what will I gain by taking shelter of that rogue Krishna? Do you see the change of moods? It starts off, he's Krishna, and then he becomes Radharani. You have to very deeply read. That's why I gave the explanation, Vrindavan Gopi Gopi, which is the purport we're discussing here. That can be Gaur and Krishna Bhav, Gaur and Radha Bhav. Obviously, Gaur Tattva is very difficult to understand. Guru Tattva is very difficult to understand. Shiva Tattva is very difficult to understand. We're simply together trying to explore the aspects of this Tattva with the blessings of Guru and Gauranga upon our heads. Otherwise, it's impossible and inconceivable. Somewhat conceivable. So first he's saying, Gopi Gopi, that means Krishna calling for Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini. Then, so that's what that verse means. Now this is another verse, when the student says, chant Krishna's name, is that this Krishna? Now this is why, this is Audarya Madhurya, this Gauranga, sometimes Madhurya, sometimes Audarya, even in the same pastime. So now, as I mentioned yesterday, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu heard this word Krishna, then that became Udipan, remember? A catalyst to take away the Krishna Bhav, the Ishwara Bhav, and all of a sudden what manifested was Mahabhav, Radha Bhav. Krishna? What will I gain by taking shelter of such a rogue? He cut off the nose and ears of that lusty Shapurnaka. He killed Bali, and he sent Bali Maharaj to Patala Loka after taking everything from him? Ha! After speaking such loving... After Gauranga Mahaprabhu spoke such loving, quarrelsome words, now that's pretty good. A loving argument. I love you so much. I really love you a lot. Boom. And boom. I love you so much. This is an American argument, like heavy love. Love blows, the blows of love. Usually these are incompatible emotions. Anger, quarrel. This is the age of quarrel. Is it? You ever heard that? Age of quarrel. Quarrel, if you don't know the word quarrel, I don't know how to say it. Quarrel means argument. Oh, it's white. No, it's black. And then big fight. Actually, it's gray. But a third person has to come in and solve it. The husband and wife, they step out of the house. The husband's dropping the wife at work. The husband says, oh, it's very cloudy today. Then the wife says, it's not cloudy, there's one cloud over there. There they go, the day begins. You say it's black, I say it's white. Quarrel, argument, Kali Yuga ki? No. Jao. And we do Sankirtan, then Kali runs away. Bye. No prabhav here. Harinam eva kevalam. He mata jukti kari lena papighan jani lena antaryami sri shachinandan. In this way, the sinful students, papighan, made a plan, yukti, which was understood by Sri Shachinandan, because Sri Shachinandan is none other than the Super Soul. Antaryami Sri Shachinandan ki jai. Sarvato panipadam tat sarvato kshi shiromakam sarvato shrutimaloke sarvatam shrutimaloke. It's telling a Gita that Lord Gauranga, Gaurasundar, Vishnu, Chaturbhuj, Hanuman, Ramachandra, whomever your wish is, he had Vishnu, Antaryami, he has ears everywhere, shrutimal, sarvam, all sarvatishtan, in every place. There is no secret place. You're whispering, hey, let's do this and that. Acha. I'll give you kind of an example of this. We went to downtown by Keshigat and to take snan, Gayatri today, and chant snan, you know, take snan and down that side. And we saw the Gaur Leela there also, by the way. That was the main thing. And then today was Jagai and Madhai and the creep of Nittai. And beautiful dialogues, wonderful. That's how the Lord protects his devotees. Only devotees can understand the Lord and how he protects devotees. No, the Lord doesn't. What? But God's going to come from the spiritual world and protect you when you're walking down an alley at 12 o'clock at night? I know, that's crazy. You guys, you bhaktas, you're cracked. You carry a gun and then you can protect yourself. That's what they think. Well, our shraddha is with Bhagavan. So the verse is saying that because Gaurasundara is Antaryami, he has ears everywhere. So when the students collected together and formed a little conspiracy, how to get revenge on Mahaprabhu or rebuke him for shape, because after that, after Lord Chaitanya, the student basically insulted him, didn't understand his mood, Lord Chaitanya picked up a stick and went to beat him. So then the Brahmin went and said, hey. So they're forming this conspiracy and Lord Chaitanya is right there. Acha? Oh, you think you're going to do that to me, huh? In this way, the papighan, the sinful students made a conspiracy, which is already understood. Egdin Mahaprabhu Achena Vasya Chaturdike Sakala Parshada Ganlaya. Egdin, one day, Mahabhu Vas, Parshad Gan. It's beautiful. I just wish we could see it. Wish we could be there. Wish we could hear something of that. Mahabhu was Vasya Chatur Dike Sakala Parshad Gan. He sat down in the middle. He's surrounded by all his beloved Gauranga Bhaktas, his Antaranga Bhaktas. They're all there. Shivas, Jagannandan, Haridas, everyone, Nittai, Advaita, everyone around. Such an auspicious assembly. Chatur Dike Sakala Parshadagana Laya. Hek Vakya Adbhuta Balila Am Achambita Kehana Bujila Arta Save Chamatkita. Suddenly, Gauranga spoke something strange, Adbhuta Vakya. Strange, amazing talks, Adbhut, Adbhuta Vakya, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. And then, no one can understand the art, no one can understand the meaning of it. And they were Chamatkita. They were Chamatkar. We say Chamatkar in Hindi, I think. Chamatkar. They were Chamatkita. It was wonderful. They were struck with wonder. They were bewildered. Not bewildered, but they was, what's going on? And what did Gauranga say? Karila Pipali Kanda. Karila Pipali Kanda Kafanivarite Hulatiya Harokhaf Bhariya Badila Bhadite Dehite, excuse me. Gauranga said, imagine we're all sitting together, and I say, oh, we're just sitting around, we're talking about Janmashtami or something. Oh, you know, I made this Ayurvedic medicine and cured someone's headache. I say, what are you talking about? We're talking about making arrangements for Janmashtami, was it? Gaurav said, I made Pipali. Pipali is a type of pepper. Pipali Kanda, to clear excess mucus. But instead of clearing the mucus in the body, it created more. Cough, you know, cough means mucus. Instead of being the dawa or the panacea, the medicine to remove that churiza, I think they call it in English. Churiza means mucus. Churiza in medical terms. That to remove the mucus and all that, it just became more. Instead of curing his disease and taking away his cold, he got more. Had to blow his nose more. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he explains, rephrasing it in the Tika. Gaurav said, I made an attempt. So apparently, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is taking this statement of Gauranga and seeing that it is some analogy. So now this is Gauranga speaking. I made an attempt to preach to the suffering living entities of this world a truth which has never been revealed before, Narpita Chimchirat. But rather than accepting my preaching and this esoteric, beautifully sweet, attractive, and all-satisfying, fulfilling truth, these unfortunate people that I've come to save and purify, they have taken the heavy burden of offense on their shoulders. I wanted to preach for the eternal benefit of the Nadiyavasis, the residents of Nadia, but they have not understood my intention. And they seem to become bewildered by my intentions. So they are opposing the preaching of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. They're going against me. They're making conspiracy. The students, they're going to beat me. Not a good idea to make a conspiracy against God. It's a lose-lose proposition. Lord Chaitanya is saying, in Ayurveda, is telling the cure for a cold is Pipali Kanda. Pipali Kanda is pepper. It's a type of white, long pepper. And it doesn't burn the stomach so much, but it creates lots of internal heat. They prescribe this, Pipali. It's not the round, it's a long thing. But rather than curing the disease, the medicine is increased. That's the materialistic people of this world worship imaginary gods to increase their sense gratification. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who's speaking this verse, he's saying that people all over Nadia and Navadvipa, who I'm preaching to 500 years ago, they worship imaginary gods. So from the viewpoint of Bhagavan, Gauranga, Durga is imaginary, Chandi is imaginary, Kali Bhairava is imaginary, Shiva is imaginary. There is amshas, but this is his mood. Because that's the point is it's Sakshat Bhagavan, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam is right before them preaching. It's like, ah, Jao, Gaur. Hey, Nima, you're a kid. We don't. Chandi, Dhanam Dehi, Dhanam, oh, Durga. They just want, they want. The real thing, the real supreme absolute truth is right in front of them, but they prefer to worship some minor chief minister. The prime minister is coming right before you. Listen to me. Just follow me, I'll give you everything. Ah, I'm worshiping the chief minister. That means you're cracked. She says that the imaginary gods, they do not perform any activities to please God, but they're busy gratifying their own senses. Sounds like modern-day India. 99% of modern-day India is just busy worshiping, in the words of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, quote-unquote, imaginary gods to gratify their senses. They go to Vaishnavi, and because that's their mentality, is sense gratification, Vishayi Jana, even if they approach Krishna, it's for the same purpose. Balaji is Krishna. Bankim Bihari is Krishna. And they go, oh, Balaji, give me money. You give me 10 lakhs, I'll give you 5. Why do they want the 10 lakhs? To build a temple? No. For sense gratification. People come all the way from Delhi to Bankim Bihari, make my business thrive, make me a big success, make me win the election, this, that. So that they're, at least they're not worshipping in the viewpoint of Gauranga, Bankim Bihari, and Balaji. They're not imaginary gods, but their conception is imaginary. The worshippers, the upasaka, their idea of reality is not true. That the goal of life is art or sense gratification. They consider these materialistic people, that's the next sentence, that's interesting. They consider sense gratification as the goal of life. And they do not inquire about the rarely attained loving devotional service of Krishna, end of quote. So this is how the Premi Bhakta, Nityasiddha Premi Bhakta Bhakti Santa Saraswati, this is how he's hearing Lord Chaitanya speak this verse by rephrasing his verse, as Vishwanath Chakravarti and often other acharyas do. Text 122. Bali atta hase sarvalokanath karana na bhuji bhai janmila sabhat. After saying this, Gauranga, the sarvalokanath, it's very easy in Bengali, no? Sarvalokanath. After saying this, Gauranga, who is the Lord of all the worlds, laughed loudly. Atta atta hasi. Atta atta hase. They say ati. Ati sundara means very beautiful. Shama sundara. Ati in Hindi means, I think, excessive, right? So it's, I guess it's the same thing. It says atta atta. He laughed. He really laughed. He really, really laughed. The devotees could not understand what is the karan, karana bhuji bhai janmilas. The devotees are so much, everything is Gauranga. These are prana priyatam. So they're watching and hearing everything he's saying, and what's he, you know, because he's inconceivable, even to his own devotees. He's Sarvagya and Vimugda. He himself, he knows everything, and he becomes bewildered. Sarvagya and Vimugda. This is the seemingly contradictory characteristics of Bhagavan. So devotees seem like they know everything, they also become bewildered. Oh, we know Krishna, we're his parishas. But now we're Vimugda, because there are parts and parcels. I think we know the Lord, we're with him. But now he's acting strangely, we're Vimugda. Vimugda. Sarvagya and Vimugda, these are the characteristics of God. So they're saying, why is he laughing? What's he talking about? We're all sitting with him, our beloved, and we're all looking at him, and our attention is on there, and he says, hey, you know, I gave this medicine to this guy, it didn't cure it, he got worse. Because we pause for the purport, but the sequence of the actual scene is, no, we lost it, but Lord Chaitanya said this, then started burst out into laughing. So we have to kind of, because we're going this, if you just read the story, you can see it more like in a movie, scene by scene. But then the tikkas kind of take us. So he said, oh, and I just said out of nowhere, he didn't even say, wait, listen to this. He just said, everyone's sitting there with him and very happy. Mahaprabhu is sitting in the midst of his devotees. Parshad Ghan Laya, Laya. Then he spoke something strange. I made the medicine, Pipali Kanda, to remove the mucus, but I made more mucus. Really? And he laughed and he laughed. And everyone said, what the hell is going on? They were Karana Bhuji. What the Karan? Sarva Karana Karan. Krishna is the cause of everything. But what's the cause of this Atta Atta Hase? Hey, wait, what's it all about? I don't know. Nitai, I don't know. Narahari Sakur, I don't know. They don't know. It says, Karana Bhuji. They, all the devotees around him, did not understand. They didn't know why he was laughing. And then what happened? Bhaya Janmilita became afraid. A mother is fearing for a child. Even a mother monkey fears for her child. This is the bhav, protection. This is part of the vatsalya, the protective mood. So in mother bhav, vatsalya bhav is also there. In sukha bhav, that mood of protection is also there. The coward boys protect Krishna. So they protecting means you're worried, you're fearful. The monkeys, the mother monkey's sitting there picking bugs off her husband, and Junior's jumping around, and he's going to the edge of the roof, and he's looking over and thinking, oh, I'm a little Hanuman. I want to jump the other roof. And then she notices from the corner of her eye, he's so stupid and puggled, a little baby monkey. He's about to, you know, die off on the sidewalk. And he's going, and she's, oh, that's stupid. And then she grabs his tail. Woo! And then he goes, he cries, like, I want to jump and crack my head. And she grabs his tail and she takes him and puts him back on her neck. So the devotees are fearful and they're worried. Nityananda Bhujilena Prabhur Antar Janilena Prabhu Shigra Charibhena Ghar. Nityananda understood the Lord's plan. He understood by this whole exchange. So someone did understand. The devotees couldn't understand. The previous source, the devotees couldn't understand. Nityananda was also there. But he understood. And Advaita also understood. That's told elsewhere. What did Nityananda understand by these various statements and behavior of the Lord? He understood, of course, this in one sense, in terms of drama, dramatics, and Sahitya. This is the author, the Vrindavanadas Thakur, is using this foreshadowing to explain what's about to happen. Nityananda understood Gauranga's plan. Prabhu Shigra, Charibhena Ghar. Very soon, Gauranga will leave his home. Now, how do these recent events that we've been hearing about, how do they indicate that Gauranga will take sannyas? It's quite clear. There's two points. One is his antar karan, the internal reason why Lord Chaitanya came. Internal reason. Why Krishna came as Gauranga, to understand the viraha of Radharani, the mahabhava of Radharani. And to do that, he would have to leave his wife. He'd have to leave his mother. And he'd have to become a beggar, a prem bhikari. He'd have to wander and cry all over India. If he stays in Navadvip, everyone will say, why are you crying? He can't be there. So that's why he's saying, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. When he's saying, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Gopi, Gopi, that means he can't take it anymore. He can't remain in this position. He has to leave. This whole social setting has to die. He has to commit social suicide. He has to cut all these things off in order to go for his Krishna. Gopi Gopi Vrindavan, Radharani, this has to leave everyone, even Gadadhar. And then, so that's the internal reason to pursue and understand and experience and feel Radharani's bliss and prem and mahabhav. And then the external reason, the bahiranga hetu, or karan, the external reason why Lord Chaitanya came, he came to preach Nam Sankirtan and Braj Bhakti, Rag Marg Prachar, Rag Marge Pracharite. Lord Chaitanya came to preach Rag Marg. So then he's trying, and that's the previous verse, it was an analogy. The Ayurvedic doctor brought the medicine, Pipali Kanda, to cure the disease. So he brought the medicine of Nam Sankirtan. He brought the medicine of Bhakti. Bhakti Shikana. Shikshastakam. Well, of course that's later. But his Shiksha, Chaitanya Shiksha. But no one was interested. They want to worship Durga and Kali. Ma Durga. Ma Shakti Ma. No one, and everyone, they broke the Mardanga and they chased him, and no one wanted to perform Nam Sankirtan. So he turned that duty over to Nittai and Haridas. So that all of this means he's, okay, I try to preach, I try to give the medicine out here in my Nadia. Nobody's interested. Okay, now I'll go for my internal purpose. Of course, the external purpose will be served also. Secondarily, people will see him and hear him crying and lamenting and separation, and they will become purified. So preaching is also going on when he's touring throughout India in the search of Krishna. Lord Nityananda put everything together. He said, I surmise by these gopi and his moods of the last year or so, and now this statement, he's sitting among the whole Vaishnav mandala. Parishad Gan is not just some local Vaishnav Brahmins. It says Parishad. Chatur Dike Sakala. Sakala says Sakala Parshad Gan Laya. It means Sav Nitya Parshad. Varna. This Parshad Gan means the whole group of his Parshad. Sakala means all of them. There were so many. There wasn't just five people in front of him. Chatur Dike means Char Dig. Dig. His parishads, his eternal associates, were here and here and here and here, everywhere, all around him. It was a very intimate Rahasya Sangha. He didn't go out in the marketplace and say this, or he didn't go to a Bhagavat Sapta where there's so many Vaishnavas gathered. Only with his most dear eternal associates, and he's saying this Chamatkita, the statement, Chamatkita Vacha. This most bewildering statement. Yes, I brought the medicine. Lord Nityananda said, yes, you tried to preach. It's not working. Okay, now, go. Mahabhav. So I'll break your danda on the way. That's later. First he has to get it. He hasn't taken sannyas yet, but on the way to Puri, Nityananda breaks it. Text 124. Bishade Haila Magna Nityananda Rai Haiba Sanyasi Rup Prabhu Sarvatai. Nityananda became, he's submerged in an ocean of Vishad. Vishad Magna. He's submerged in an ocean of lamentation. The event hasn't even happened yet. He's still there with his beautiful locks. Beautiful. Everything, beautiful yellow robes and flower garlands. Sannyasis don't go around with flower garlands on their wrists and their ankles and in their top knots. Haiva sannyasi rup prabhu sarvatai. Nityananda became absorbed in lamentation as he realized that Gauranga would certainly take sannyas. E sundara keshara haiva antardhan. Dukke Nitya Nandera Vikala Haila Pran Antardhan Haila Pran Vikala Haila Pran Vikal. Nityananda, hey Sundarkesh, Sundarkesh, Keshava Krishna, Keshava, Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava, Govinda Gopala Hari. Keshava. One, Keshava means one who is expert in dressing the hair of Radharani. Keshava Krishna Ki Jai. Thinking that Gaura Sundar is going to cut off his beautiful hair, his Vikala Pran, is like you were saying, his Pran, his very life air, his Pancha Pran, Apan, Upan, or those five airs, became completely agitated with distress. Duke. 126. Shaneke Takura Nityananda Haste Dhari Nibrite Vasila Gira Goranga Shri Hari Goranga Shri Hari Goranga Shri Hari Goranga Shri Hari. After a while, Shaneke Takura Nityananda. Takura Nityananda ki? Haste Dhari. Murli Dar Haste. Haste means holding the hand. Nibrita Nikunj, like Radha and Krishna go to Nibrita Nikunj, very solitary, Nibrita Nikunj, very private area for their pastime, pleasure pastimes. Nibrita Vas, they went to Nibrita Vas, Gia, Goranga Shri Hari, Goranga Shri Hari, Goranga Shri Hari, Goranga Shri Hari. So now, had to put all the scenes together now in a camera of our minds. Lord Chaitanya is with all his devotees and he's made this statement. Nityananda's understood. And there's nothing said. The last thing that was said, the last spoken words in this scene is that Lord Chaitanya was speaking to all the devotees together and he said, I brought the medicine, they didn't take it. And then the Lord laughed very loudly. And then Nityananda is observing this. And then he's observing and he's thinking and feeling, why? And no one else understood, but Nitya understood. So the camera is just kind of like, the camera's on Nitya and he's like, it's all very fast because movies go fast. Goranga says that, then the camera pans all the audience. And everyone's like, bewildered, what looks of bewilderment. Then the camera pans on Nitai. And he's like, not looking bewildered, but thoughtful, contemplative. And then the camera, the focus increases. First it's a pan scene from a distance, and then it goes like this, everyone's bewildered, and then it gets Nitai, and then it goes in. It's called zoom. Then you see Nitai is thinking, now I understand what he's, why he acted like that, why he said gopi gopi, and why he chased him with a stick. Because why did Lord Chaitanya pick up a stick to beat that student? What does that mean? That means he picked up a stick and he chased that student some distance because he's going to pick up a stick and run away from Navadvip. Stick is called danda. He went to Katwa, which was the Navadvip Mandal, he took later. Not later, very soon. These are the preliminary scenes in the last few weeks and months, and we can practically say days, if you want to go back in time, to when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. So the camera's on Nityananda, and he's thinking. And then while the camera's zoomed on him, his face, and then he's, what he's thinking is being spoken in the movie. You hear Nityananda's voice, very deep voice. I understand. The Lord will soon leave Navadvip. He'll cut off, Gaurasundar. He'll cut off his beautiful hair. And then he becomes agitated. And then Goranga is Bhaktivatsal. He's very affectionate and caring for his devotees. He cares more for us than we care for ourselves. He's watching over us. He's feeling for us. And wait, God, Krishna is always feeling for us and he's waiting for us to feel for him. I feel for you. I care for you. Why don't you feel for me and care for me? You're too busy feeling for your body and caring for your body and the bodies of everyone around you. What about me? You have so many feelings for your wife and husband and children and parents. What about me? I'm the Adipati. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadan. Do you have faith in this? Hey, Jana. Shadavan, Jana, hey. Yeah, I'm talking to you, people. Jana, that's me. Mr. American, Mr. Ruski, Miss Australian, this, that. No, I don't have that much faith to that Krishna's my father, mother. So now Gauranga sees, oh, Vikala, Vishad, Vikal, my Nitai, my Pran Nitai, my Pranapriya Nitai, he's Vishad, he's lamenting, he's Vikal, he's agitated. Come Nitai, come. Touching hands means love. Once Prabhu was in a morning walk in Cheviot Hills in L.A. I think it's Cheviot Hills. 73 or so. And they were walking, and in front of Prabhu, the morning walk, there was two lovers walking, holding hands. And then someone said, Prabhu, it was... Sometimes Prabhupada's disciples would say funny things. They're all walking, and the disciples said, Prabhupada, they're holding hands. Prabhupada says, touching means sex life. Touch, you know, men and women touching means sex life. Everybody went, okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So in other words, he's saying, holding hands. Prabhupada, oh, look, it's not holding hands, it's XYZ. But this is a whole different thing. This is the praying, the Sakya praying. This is Krishna Balaram, Krishna Kaniya Dalji Kavaya, Bhaiya. Hey, oh my brother, hey Bhai, hey Nitai Bhai, don't be, come. And they left. There's hundreds of several hundred devotees in Chardik. You're following the scene. All the devotees are there, Nitai's there, the camera's on him. All of a sudden, Gauranga stands up. Come on, Nitai, and everyone's watching. And Gauranga holds his hand and goes to a secret private place all alone. Only the two. We should establish one very costly Sony camera in our mind. So we can see the Leela through the lens of love. Lens, you know lens? Glass. Gauranga said, Prabhu Bali, Shuna Nityananda Mahashay, Tomare Kahiya, Nijridai Nishtai. Shuniye Nityananda Prabhu. He actually didn't say Prabhu, he said Mahashaya. A Prabhu, it's only Prabhu, is Mahashaya. Narottam Das Thakur, Mahashaya ki. Mahashaya is, I read the definition of it, I can't remember. But Mahashaya is like thousands and thousands and thousands of Prabhus, and one may be a Mahashaya. You follow? How many? You're a Bhakti and you're called Mahashaya? We say Prabhu. Bhakti Joe, we say Mahashaya Joe. Hey Bhakti Joe, Mahashaya. Oh, Prabhu Krishnadas. So we say Mahashaya. So Nityananda Mahashaya. So Gauranga is saying, listen, Nityananda Mahashaya. Let me confidentially reveal my heart to you. Guyam, what is it? Guyam akyati prichati. Upadeshamrita. Dadati pratgrinati. Guyam akyati prichati. Guyam. So they are devotees. Nitai is a devotee of Gaur. Gaur is devoted to Nitai. Devotees reveal their minds to one another confidentially. This guya means confidentially, privately. Chandaka Pandit says in Niti Shastra, I told the other day, a secret between 4 ears is a secret. A secret, guyam, gupta. But if it goes beyond 4 ears, then the whole jagat knows. So this is Gauranga speaking about 30 verses. It's a conversation. Gauranga speaks 30 sentences to explain his mood, his feeling, his intentions. Nityananda is listening, then Nityananda replies. It's a dialogue, it's a conversation. You speak, I speak. But if you just go one sentence, it gets a little too choppy. And when you read Bengali books, they have many verses, like, you know, the verses just flow like this. They don't, like, chop, 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 chop. It's a little choppy, so let's... I already read this, so I'll read a few. Gauranga said, Ambalase ailana ami jagata tarite tarana nahila ami ailan samharite amadeki kota paibeka bandunash ekagun badachila haila kotipash amare marite jabe karile kamane takaniya parigela ashesha bandane. Nitai, I came to deliver the living entities of this world. Jagat tarite. I could not deliver them. Tarana nehi. I could not deliver them, liberate them. And it appears that I have come to destroy them. Samharite means to take away everything. The people of this world are supposed to be freed from material bondage by seeing me. Amadeki, bandanash. Their material bondage, nash hoga, should be destroyed. Simply by my darshan, pavitra darshan, mukti darshan. We see Vaishnava, we become pure. We see God, we become liberated. We can be. But whereas before I came to preach, these living entities were bound by one rope. Now they're bound by millions of ropes. As soon as they decided to beat me, they became immediately entangled in unlimited bondage. I'll now read a little bit of the purport on these three verses by Bhaktisiddhanta, rephrasing it. Sri Gaurasundar said to Nityananda, I began to glorify Lord Hari and his devotees to benefit the residents of Navadvipa. But the result was the opposite. They became more and more entangled in offense and aparad. They could not understand the practice of pure devotional service. And they ruined themselves by totally misunderstanding Shuddha Bhakti to Hari, Hari Shuddha Bhakti. In this way, they tightened the knots of their bondage to material existence. Their degradation has resulted from envy of God and the absence of a service attitude for the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Bhalaloke tarite karilun avatar apane karilun sabha jivara samhar. Nitai, I incarnated to deliver the people of the world, but it appears I am destroying them. Deka Kali Shika Sutra Savamudyaya Mudyayi Bhikshakari Vedhaimo Sanyasakarila. Nitai, soon you will see me shave my head, give up my Brahmin thread. I will wander about begging as a sannyasi. Jay Jay Jane Chahijache More Mari Bhare Bhikshuka Haimo Kali Tahara Dujhare Tabe More Deki Sehi Daribe charan e mate udhariba sakla bhuvan sanyasire sarvaloka kare namaskar sanyasire ke ara nakare prahar. Nitai, I will become a bhikshu, a beggar, and I will go door to door of those very people that wanted to beat me and kill me. I will go to their doorsteps and when they see me as sannyas rup, they will fall at my feet, deliver the entire world. It says everyone, Nittai, as you know, everyone offers obeisances to a sannyasi. No one dares to beat one. So the class will continue tomorrow. It's actually many long discussions, so it won't end even in 2 hours. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki. So it's very suspenseful. Lord Chaitanya is telling, I'm leaving, taking sannyas. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, we hope we can meet tomorrow to speak something from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Thank you very much for your attention.